Thank you, Chair. We support the targets E1 and E2 and would suggest to remove all the other targets because they somehow are reflected in E1 and E2, provided that we, and we would like to suggest the introduction of the methodology to measure them as was presented in the informal session in Appendix C, the concept note on the methodology. We would like to introduce that method to measure E1 and E2, specifically option 2 for the first and option 4 for the second one. This way we do address the not only the existence of a plan, which may be of very different quality depending on how it's done, but also the qualities of the plan that are called for in the Sendai framework paragraph 27b, namely setting time frames, setting indicators, preventing the creation of risk, reducing existing risk, and setting objectives regarding to resilience. If it is measured as outlined in the methodology, we do address, in our opinion, all the other targets implicitly, and we can reduce it just to E1 and E2. For E2, I would support the comment of Nepal to link it in line with the National Disaster Risk Reduction Strategy to make sure the local strategies are in line with the national one. So we support Nepal in that. Thank you.